have a clue how to conversate. They really don't. When it comes to on the phone, they just sit there and just take it all in. And I think I'm going to implement my rule online that I do in person. What I do now in person is, let's just say I go out to the bar. And let's say I'm meet somebody, or there's just mutual eye contact, and I'm trying to conversate, and I'm the one leading the way. I usually give 20 minutes max, and that's it, and then I'm out. Meaning, if they're not trying to play volleyball with me or play tennis, volley back and forth, then I'm out of there. I'm not going to play that chase game. And that all started that started a few years back. I went out with my buddy, and he's notorious for saying, oh, you know, we're just going to hang out. It's just a boys' night out. And then he invites a girl and her friend, and then it becomes a double date, or I become the third wheel. Guy's been notorious for doing that for years, right? And this night was no different. Caught me off guard. The guy was, and, you know, the one of the things I do is, come on, man, I know you're going to invite somebody. Nah, it's just the boys. Nah, it's just us. And nope, it ended up being that way. Somewhere along the way, from point A to the bar, he changed his mind, invited the girl over, and had a friend. And oh my God, the friend was not feeling me at all. Right? And so I'm sitting there having to go basically on a blind date to entertain the girl that is with my friend's girl, the one that he's interested in talking to. So she brought a wingman, and I become the wingman myself. God damn, man. It's like, that's one of the things about me now. I'm nowhere near a wingman. I'm straight up Renaissance, mercenary, whatever you want to call it. And that was the last time that's happened to me. That's the last time I will allow that to be a wingman scenario. I'm bailing the fuck out now. But anyway, so we show up, and here's this girl, the girl that he's interested in talking to, and then she has a friend. And of course, I have to entertain the friend, and of course, I have to talk to her. And I'm sitting there, you know, just being conversationalist and trying to engage her. Hey, how you doing? Where are you from? How long you been in the area? What's going on? What do you like to do? And it's just getting one-word responses. She's not trying to talk about anything. It's so bad that the friend, the one that my friend is talking to, has to conversate with me. And I'm like, wow, like, this is really bad. And I said to myself after that night, I told the dude, I said, look, if you do that again, I'm bailing out on you. Like, don't ever do that again. Don't invite me on third wheels. I don't want to know anything like that. And what I implemented after that night was this, is that once I go out and you want to spring a trap on me, where if I go with somebody and it ends up being more than what I expected, or if you're having me be kind of entertaining somebody, I'll give you a 20-minute window to fill them out, and I'll leave. I'll get out of there. And actually, that was instituted in Vegas. My first year, I was going out. I'm laid back when I go out, right? I'm usually, everyone wonders if I'm having a good time because I just stand there stoic, not doing anything, just scoping the scene. And everyone, when they go out with me, they say, man, Minnow doesn't really do anything, huh? Like, how are you entertained? I'm like, this is the way I've always been, right? I'm always just stoic, hanging out. But the 1 year in Vegas after I separated, I was trying to go hard. I went for gusto. Nothing happened, of course, even when I tried, duh. But I remember talking to these girls, and I was just sitting there trying to, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Where you from? Just giving them the whole rundown, right? And they just sitting there with one-word answers. And I just said to myself, I just turned around, and I just walked away. I just went to the other side of the table. I'm like, why am I talking to you? Like, you're just having this big wall. Obviously, I'm not attractive to you. Obviously, you're not interested in talking to me. So, yeah, I guess you don't like what I'm saying, so you're just bailing the fuck out. I get it. I'm boring. I don't have anything to say, and you're not playing volleyball with me. You're not playing tennis, so I'm bailing the fuck out. So I instituted a 20-minute rule. And now I do that. So, but obviously that friend that I told that to, don't do that again, he's never asked me to go out. And every time he asked me to go out. I'm like, just no. Like, I'm bailing on you, motherfucker. If you do that. We haven't gone out in a while, but I think he remembers from that last experience that I emphatically said, you do this again, I'm bailing out on you. The moment I sense you're springing a little extra, meaning you're bringing a body or a person to this party that is supposed to be all boys, then it's all good. You know, and I know friends that have always been that way. They like bringing sand to the beach. It's like they don't want to address it. They don't want to acknowledge it. But in a way, they want to have something set. It's like, it's amazing how guys just have to have pussy. Their night is a failure if there isn't any pussy. Like, if there isn't any sex, the guys are just totally depressed. They can't leave the night alone. And I've never come from that mindset. And I'll never forget, I had a person I worked with in real estate. He was real smooth. Real smooth dude. We had a great connection. I remember we were talking about it. It's like you just got to – and he was just explaining to me a little bit of sales and how you talk to people in sales. And he was essentially telling me it's like how when you go out, you know, when you go out to the bar, it was telling me as if he knew who I was as a person. But he was telling me it's like when you go out and you just don't give any energy out to anybody, and then all of a sudden that attracts people because you look so disinterested and you're not like the typical guy. And that's the way I've always been. I've always been that guy at the bar where I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm just here to listen to music, just kind of take in the people watching, look at a few skirts, obviously, but I don't have any intentions of getting a number. I don't have any intentions of doing anything more. And I know that sounds weird, but I've always been that way. Like, I've never been one that's out chasing. I've never been one to go out hunting. That's just not my MO. I just like going out and having a good time and just being casual, just getting away and seeing the sights and sounds. I'm not saying that I don't look or that I don't like to look. I do like to look. I do like to see attractive people. But as far as having that mentality to go out there and bring something back or get a number and work on something, that's just not me. That's never been me. That's just never been my MO. It's just, I just sit there and I hang out. So that was pretty funny because, you know, going back to the messaging that I'm doing and the dating or talking to people, it's the same way. It's that they'll go ahead and say hi, they'll entertain you, but then all of a sudden you give them a long, elaborate response, and they're like, right, LOL. Oh, cool. You know, like, it's like they're just sitting back and having you just something, say something to them so they can engage. And not one time do these people ask you a question back. They don't say, well, how was your day? Like, or not how was your day? That's kind of silly. But they'll say, so how you end up on the site? What's your, you know, dating story like? What are you looking for? They don't ask you any of that. Like, it's very rare that a girl would say that to you. Like, what she'll do is you'll be like, so, you know, what's been the most challenging thing for you so far in dating? And they'll say like their little response, how about you? Like, they don't know how to carry a conversation. They're so used to being reactive. And it's no different. And that's why I just feel that, again, the online dating a lot of times is a microcosm of how women are conditioned and how men are conditioned in real life, because that's the way it is in real life. Like, I've gone to a girl and I'm talking and she's just giving me one word answers and just like not trying to conversate back and forth. Now, if a girl's really interested in you, then she's giving you an elaborate answer and then she's asking you questions right back. You know, it's the mutual interest going on, and you just don't feel that at all. So I must be an ugly motherfucker, or I'm not their type. I've always told this to some friends here in the area. Like, the area I live in is the hardest. Like, I've never had a one-night stand, ever. I was telling that to a friend a couple months ago. Like, I've never had a one-night stand here in the area, ever. He's like, never? Nope, never. Never. I made out. Not saying that I haven't tried, but in this area, and I think a lot of it has to do because it's a very conservative area. So what I mean by that is that you have people that are from small town, USA. They're very conservative in their view. So, you know, they see the big black guy. You know, they maybe never seen that many guys around or been articulate. There's Versus if I was to go to Miami or Tampa, obviously I'm around a much bigger pool, dating pool, that may be open to such things. But I just feel that people here in this area are relatively conservative. You know, they come from small town USA. They're not trying to have their gossip being around. You know, they don't want to people to know around town what they're doing or not doing. They're concerned about their image, yada, 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 which is fine. It's good with me, but I think it's just very fascinating because people always peg me as a stud that I get these girls and, wow, you're so articulate. Like, all of my friends' wives, they just be saying, like, wow, like, why are you not taken? Like, I just went to a party. They're like, wow. They're just amazed. Like, what's going on? You know, you dating anybody? You seen it? Nope. Same old story. You know, here I am just hanging on. And you could tell they're perplexed. And it's like, well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's just that these women, they're so conditioned to think a certain way, and I don't resonate with them. I don't play the game, and I'm not chasing. It's just so, oh, it's so bad. But I thought it was very interesting because I'm just texting this girl via the dating site, and I'm like, and, you know, I'm giving an elaborate answer, and then she's just like, right, LOL. Like, less than 10 words. She's acting like as if it's Twitter. And I'm saying to myself, why am I doing this? You know what this is. She's just being reactive here. She doesn't ask you any questions. She doesn't want to get to know you. So you're just killing her time. Like, you're killing your time. So move on. So that's the mindset now that I'm kind of adjusting when it comes to the dating world, and when I'm chatting with people on the phone and so forth, when I'm texting or whatever the case is that now I'm just saying to myself, okay, I'm out of here. I'm not going to go ahead and try to push this issue here, because I feel that, you know, when it talks about like-minded, I want to be with somebody that is showing the mutual interest in getting to know me as well and wanting to know how I tick, what I think. And if you're not giving me that stimulation, then I'm not going to go there. It's I'm wasting my time. And I think that's something that I decided to do, and because it correlates with the real life. When I go out, and that's why I don't really go and talk to a girl, because, man, they're so shy. They don't want to talk. It's like, gosh, it's not a fucking interview. It's not life or death. Just have a, you know, the fat girls, the ugly girls, fucking are so cool. They fucking have great personalities. God forbid, I'm going to get killed. But, like, the girls that are not used to using their personalities are the ones that are attractive, because they just sit there. They just kind of like a peacock, just, you know, throw on the nice skirt, and that's it, tits and ass, and a guy is just trying to penetrate them. Whereas a girl that's not maybe as attractive, it's like got a great personality, because that's her fighting chance. Man, it just sounds really bad, but I'm just being objective with this. And I just feel overall that's the way it goes, man. So I'm sitting here. And, you know, my poor daughter, God bless her heart, she's always asking me, that's your girlfriend. She sees, like, a picture of a girl. I'm like, no, it's just a profile I'm looking at. Nothing crazy. That's your girlfriend. I mean, she's just so begging me to be with somebody. I'm like, goodness, girl, I hope you're not this way. I really hope not, because I think daddy at this rate, man, he's going to be single in action.